Ladies and gentlemen, the show is about to begin.
And now for something completely different.
Come on, feel the noise.
I want to rock.
Let's get the rock out of here.
Damn straight!
Are you ready to rock?
You know who I am?
Who are you?
Your DJ for this evening.
One night in one American city. Multiply that by hundreds of cities and what have you got? A country where culture means pornography and slasher films. Where ethics means payoffs, graft, insider trading. Where integrity means lying, whoring, and intoxication. This country is indeed trouble, people. This country is rotten to the core, and somebody better do something about it. Open your mouth and tell them what we're going to do about the mess this country's in. Talk radio. It's the last neighborhood in town. People just don't talk to each other anymore.
This is the Brad Westmar Show.
And welcome to the Brad Westmar Show. I am Brad. We've got so much to cover. I don't want to play around too much with this, that, and the other thing. So first of all, let's go ahead and say hi to co-host number one, our punter, Mr. Magic Matt McBrier. So, man, how are you?
So, what you doing?
Yeah, thanks for texting me that right before we started. That's imitating my wife. Yeah.
It's in honor of your wife.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Good to have our punter here, who can also kick long field goals if needed.
Emergency also, kicker.
Exactly. Also, emergency quarterback.
There you go.
Yeah. Watch out.
Sounds glamorous.
It isn't. Believe me, not here. Not at what kind of radio did I call this earlier? Never mind. I don't say that out loud. It wouldn't be nice to Todd at all. Also with this co-host number two, Mr. Jared Afkar. How are you?
I'm just fine. Quite sensitive.
I figured you were.
Yeah. Afkar is very, very sensitive.
And Batman / Shad Teets in the studio back there. How are you?
I was better before I got called that.
Well, you got called that for a reason.
I know.
Well, we'll have more fun with you a little bit later on in the show.
Lord.
When a very good friend of yours. Actually, I think maybe your dad. He'll be stopping by a little bit later on in the show. So lots of things to cover, and I'm going to start right now with where we ended last week. Last week on the show, we did a bonus segment where we began to create the Brad Westmar Show official theme song.
Right.
And right. I took the words that we did. We did a couple of practices. We had some fun with that on the bonus segment, which I have not listened to quite yet. And I basically came up with this. Now, there's two things I want to mention about this, guys. First of all, I don't know why this particular music cuts off, and you may have heard it on the bonus segment. It cuts off the very first word that you say. For some reason, it starts the lyrics. It's hard to explain, but you'll hear the very first word gets cut off. There's nothing I can do about that, but I think the rest of it is stellar. Mm. And I think something else very cool about it was I threw in a few other things too that I came up with that I think Rick worked really well on the refrain. So we'll see. And just to refresh everybody's memory, we used the iTunes iPhone / iTouch application called Songify to basically speak these things into the phone, and then it turns it into a song. So Matt, Jared, Batman, I present to you and the entire Westmar Nation, all three of you, the Brad Westmar Show official theme song.
A song about the Brad Westmar Show. Every time a new listener joins the show, the listenership doubles. Brad has elevated bitchiness to an art form. Jared is still very, very sensitive. Batman's hourly wage amounts to 13 cents an hour, and Brad earns even less. Magic Matt looks like David Spade, Ed Norton, and Tim Lincecum. And he sounds like Dave Foley. Before each show, Brad eats his peanut butter goo. And he still owes Batman and Jared pizza. Jared's extended absence from the show has probably helped improve it. When it's at its best, the Brad Westmar Show is being fueled by alcohol. Freeway. It's all freeway. Still very, very sensitive.
Freeway.
Batman's hourly wage amounts to 13 cents an hour, and Brad earns even less.
Magic Matt looks like David Spade, Ed Norton, and Tim Lincecum, and he sounds like Dave Foley. Before each show, Brad eats his peanut butter goo, and he still owes Batman and Jared pizza.
Perfect.
Jared's extended absence from the show has probably helped improve it. When it's at its best, the Brad Westmar Show is being fueled by alcohol. Freeway. It's all freeway, maybe. Freeway. This is a song about the Brad Westmar Show.
Isn't that perfect?
Yeah.
Every time a new listener joins the show, the listenership doubles. Brad has elevated bitchiness to an art form. Jared is...
Then it cuts things off.
This is a song...
I don't know why.
...about the Brad Westmar Show. Every time a new listener joins the show, the listenership doubles. Brad has elevated bitchiness to an art form.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. The official Brad Westmar Show theme song. Yay. I like it. I like it.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
It's very motivational.
A lot of it was very motivational, and a lot of it was accidental. But I began it with the, this is a song about the Brad Westmar Show, hoping that it would pick up on the first line and repeat it quite a bit. And it seemed to kind of go back to that line, which I thought was cool.
Yeah.
And I threw in the freeway, which, Matt, you obviously remember that.
Yes. Nice addition.
Thank you. I thought that was great because it picked up the It's All Freeway, Baby. And it was just, it worked perfectly. And if you didn't listen to it, we had a thing on the show in the past. You know what? I'm not even going to explain it. You're supposed to go back and listen to the show to understand what freeway
Shame
means.
On you if you don't know what that means.
Precisely, Dave Foley. Which gets me to my next part of the opening segment. It was brought up on the show last week by Jared that Matt sounds a little bit like Dave Foley. And so I thought we would go ahead and kind of explore that, you know, and take a look.
Oh, no.
Okay, if we did our own news radio here, we know who would be Andy Dick, don't we?
Oh, yeah.
We all look at Batman. Okay.
Hey, I knew it.
I think I'm Phil Hartman.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you're Dave Foley, pretty
don't
clear.
Kid yourself.
Dave Nelson. Yeah. Whatever his name was. Yeah. And Jared, who else?
I don't know. It's been ages since I've watched this. As long as I'm not Lovitz, I don't care.
You could be the black chick that worked with Phil Hartman.
Sure, whatever.
I'd call Joe Rogan.
Wait. Sorry. Oh, I'm sorry. Somebody would have to be. All right, let's be honest. Really, Jared, you have to be Andy Dick, and Batman has to be Joe Rogan because he wears the cap backwards all the time, just like Joe Rogan did.
Is that the sole criteria?
He's the handyman too.
Yeah, and the handyman. But honestly, you should be the redheaded chick. What was her name? That's
sure.
You both have red hair.
Why is it got to be a chick?
Well, because she had red hair.
Okay.
Just like he does. All right. Maybe that's not fair. Let's compare voices. Let's compare Magic Matt McBriar's voice with Dave Foley's voice.
The BMYX News Radio.
Oh, yeah, by the way, that's...
That's not anything
hello,
like me.
Hello there. That's not Dave Foley.
The BMYX News Radio.
Yeah, I'm the new news director.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's eerie. I want to hear Matt say. We're going to hear it one more time. Then I want to hear Matt repeat what Dave Foley says. Okay, so stand by, Matt. Here we go.
The BMYX News Radio.
Yeah, I'm the new news director.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Can you say that?
If I can quit laughing,
I'm the new news
director. I can say it.
Wait, I'm the new news director. Wait, before you do it, let me be Uncle Tom. Hang on here. Let me be the black guy. Okay.
All right.
First I got to get the lines down.
The BMYX News Radio.
All right, yeah. Here we go. You ready? All right. You know your lines. Okay. Hello there, WNYX News Director, huh?
I can't remember.
Hello there. Hello there. WNYX News, huh?
I'm the new news director.
No.
Here. I don't remember what it was.
All right, let's. This one might be better.
One more time.
You want to try it one more time?
I don't care. Whatever. I'll pay more attention this
let's
time.
Let's listen to the clip laughing. One more time. Here.
The BMYX News Radio.
Yeah, I'm the new news director.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
I needed to call out line. I need to say congratulations. Okay, here we go. WNYX News Radio.
I'm the new news director.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you.
It wasn't too bad. How about this clip with Mr. Jameson?
So, Dave, what are your goals here at WNYX?
Well, I just want to be the best damn news director I can be.
Good, good. That kind of strong language don't fly with me, but you got your own style, I guess.
Let's do that together here, okay? Okay. You just go ahead and say, I just want to be the best damn news director I can be.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I just want to be the best damn news director I can be.
He does sound like him. He does.
That's eerie, isn't it?
It is kind of eerie. My God. Let's listen to this whole clip just because I thought it was kind of fun.
So, Dave, what are your goals here at WNYX?
Well, I just want to be the best damn news director I can be.
Good, good. That kind of strong language don't fly with me, but you got your own style, I guess.
I'm sorry.
You know, Dave, I considered, 30, 35 people for this job. Most of them had more experience than you, but you want to know what made you so special to me?
Oh, what's that, sir?
Old phone.
What? Huh? Well, make it fast. I'm in the middle of telling the guy why he's so special to me. No, it's work related. Okay.
Yeah, no doubt you do kind of sound like Dave Foley. Yeah. Yeah. It's not intentional though, right, Matt?
No, not at all. A natural gift, I guess.
I guess so.
Wow.
Wow. I have to watch more episodes so I can find more lines to pull and have you say them on the air every once in a while. Yes, Batman.
I think I'll have Matt come on the Night Watch show and tell everyone it's Dave Foley.
Well, why not? You do that all the time with Bill Moseley and all those other guys.
Yeah, whatever.
Well, you may as well lie, continue to lie. So
yeah, you're a turd.
More on your lies coming up later on in the show. All right. So enough about Dave Foley. Moving right along to more speech and ways of speaking. I recorded this clip. Now, one of the problems that I've got is, of course, I've got a DVR. And I can pause, I can rewind, I can, you know, do whatever. But I don't really have a way to record it without it being a major pain in the ass. It's very hard to hook up your DVD recorder. And so it's hard for me to pull audio off of stuff that I catch on TV. But I came up with an innovative way to do so because the other night I heard something during Sunday Night Football that I had to record it. And I don't know if I captured it well enough because I had Jared listen to it. And I don't know that Jared heard it. So we'll do it right now. But first, I want to tell you how I had to do it. I listen a lot with headphones in the evening because my wife's in the other room with her TV on. She has the volume turned up to a certain level. My kid's asleep. My ears aren't the best in these days. So I'll usually just put headphones on so that I can hear what's being said and I have to turn on my TV very loud and have two TVs blaring. So I took my headphones. I took my iPhone and I used the memo recorder and I shoved the memo recorder, the iPhone microphone into one of the ears of the headphone to record the audio. So that's why this is kind of a mono sounding, not great quality, kind of tinty, kind of not very bass, bassy. But what I heard, guys, was Al Michaels, and I don't know if the guy just, if his false teeth slipped out or what it was, but he literally was like slobbering on himself while he was talking. And this was, I don't see if you can hear it here. He says, I believe it's two sentences. And Batman, you listen in too. It's two sentences, very quick. It's only 5 seconds long. And at the end of both sentences, it's like he's slobbering on himself. And you would think after doing it the first time in the second sentence, he wouldn't have done it a second time. But take a listen here and see if you hear it.
Has thrown only 5 incompletions, and 3 of those have been drops.
Did you hear that?
Suffering succotash.
I am not kidding. Could you guys hear that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Now I know what I'm looking for.
Yeah. And the thing is that I must have rewound it 2 dozen times and listened to it going, am I hearing things? Is there something? Because he like slipped into it and then slipped back out of it again. So like right before that, he was talking normal. Then he did that, and then he was talking normal again. And it was just the strangest thing. I thought for a minute it may have been a mic malfunction, but it sounds very legit.
Has thrown only 5 incompletions, and 3 of those have been dropped.
I mean, was he drunk? I don't. I don't know what that is. You guys think it sounds strange?
Yeah, it's even weird. I mean, you were watching at the time, right?
Yeah.
So I don't know. Did he do anything? I mean, obviously, you would have seen if his teeth flew out of his mouth, right?
Well, they're not showing Al, Mike. This was during the game.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay,
during the Vikings game. Whoever the hell they were playing now, they're getting their asses wiped. Who were they playing?
The Bears.
The Bears, that's right.
The Bears.
So, one more time for Al Michaels.
He's thrown only 5 incompletions, and 3 of those have been drops.
Drops.
Wow.
I mean, I don't know.
Daffy Duck.
Pretty much.
Despicable. Yeah.
I don't know what else to say about it, but I was just, I've never been a huge Al Michaels fan, but that made me laugh. I couldn't control myself.
Maybe he was just doing shots during the game to get through that thing.
Well, and that was the first thing I thought was, Al, you're drunk. What is your problem? But like I said, he slipped in and out of it, which made me think maybe the fixident had come a little undone from his fake gums on his false teeth. But speaking of teeth, I got to mention this real quick because it's on my mind. And I've been talking a lot about at work about dentists having teeth pulled. And there are two different kinds of people, I think. There are people that don't want to have anybody messing with their eyes, and there are people that don't want to have anybody messing in their mouth. And me, I'm not as bugged by having people messing with my eyes as I am scared to death of having teeth pulled or knocked out or falling out. I had 2 teeth pulled out front back when I was 12, 13 years old before I had my braces, and I was awake. And it was the most horrifying experience of my entire life. The only thing I can think of that will be worse is losing a limb while you're awake. So for me, I'm not scared of the dentist, but it's just, I never want to be awake to have anything pulled out of my mouth again, you know, but you, that did sound good. Wow. What do I
even listen to yourself when you talk?
I mean, my God. Wow.
I can't continue.
All right. I bring that up because you were saying how you're oogly about just eye stuff. Because I was going to show you pictures of the LASIK surgery pamphlet that I had, and you didn't even want to look at the pictures.
Eye stuff doesn't bother me. It's just having a laser taken to my eye kind of weirds me out.
Well, I'm looking forward to finding out someday how oogly it makes me. But I figure if our backup quarterback, punter, and long-distance kicker can handle it, I think I can handle it too.
Yeah, if Dave Foley can, you can too.
Yeah, right, yeah. Matt?
It's cake. It's a piece of cake.
You'd do it again, wouldn't you? Over and over again.
Oh, yeah. It's so fast.
In fact, if you had to have LASIK surgery every week to keep that great vision, you would do it.
As long as they didn't charge me every week, I would.
Yeah, no kidding. That's a crap load of money for such a short period of time to be in surgery.
Yeah, right.
You know, no kidding. All right, I got so many things on the plate here. Let me see what kind of time frame we got. You know, I'm going to have to skip a couple of things. We were going to talk more about Tom Baudet and Motel 6 and some of the other stuff he's done, but I think I'm going to savor that for a couple more weeks, Jared, the next time you're in the studio.
Sure.
Instead, I want to move on to ask you guys, did either one of you or any of you, I know Batman didn't see it, but did any of you see Drew Rosenhaus a couple of weeks ago on 60 Minutes?
No, huh?
No.
Drew Rosenhaus, you know, primarily an NFL agent, if I'm not mistaken. He was on 60 Minutes just babbling about how wonderful he is. And I actually kind of enjoyed it. I mean, being a guy who's in sales and marketing myself, I mean, I kind of appreciated it and got a little bit of a different feel for who the NFL agent is or who the sports agent is and what they do for the players. And I kind of now understand their necessity in the business and the industry. And I didn't mind Drew Rosenhaus, but one of the things I saw too was, did you notice that ESPN showed Morgan Spurlock's The Dotted Line, which was also a short documentary about sports agents. And I DVR'd that and watched that. That wasn't very good. Old Morgan Spurlock. I liked his one about advertising. It was pretty good.
Yeah.
For the first half of it was, anyway, at least. Whose phone? Matt.
That's mine.
Oh, Matt.
I can't believe you can hear that. That's in the clear in the other office.
That is a very, very, very big problem.
That's the first time that's ever happened.
That's the office phone?
It's the office phone, but it's one over. Wow. See, now it's gone.
Not good. Okay. Watch him call back again. I know he's there. So, anyway, that show wasn't very good, but I did watch the entire thing. And one more thing. You have to try to look this up. I can't find this anywhere. But you guys have probably also heard the sports agent, Lee Steinberg.
I've heard of him, yeah.
He's been around a long time. Uh-huh. And if you Google him, you can see images of him. That he looks like a normal guy, okay? But for some reason, in this particular documentary by Spurlock, here is Lee Steinberg with a close-up on him talking occasionally throughout the show. And he has like this, I am not kidding you when I say this, a snaggletooth out front. It's like twice as long as his front teeth are. And it's one tooth on this side. And it's really white. And he talks and it's not like a piece of, you know, gum.
Right.
It's a tooth. And when you Google him, you'll look and he looks normal. His teeth look normal. Everything looks normal. And you're like thinking to yourself, what happened to this guy? Did he like, because you know, you see the guys with, you know, the gold teeth and the fake stuff. Did Lee Steinberg think that I'm so rich I'm going to get a snaggle tooth? What? I don't understand it. And I even Googled it thinking, well, I can't be the only person who's seen this. Usually if you see something and you want to know about it, you Google it. And you can usually find something about it, Jared.
Correct.
You know?
Correct.
But I have not. And I mean, hey, take Terry Francona, for example. No, you can figure out if the guy really did, you know, take his shirt off and pose, you know. And I deduced that he did. But with, I Googled Lee Steinberg snaggletooth, and I couldn't find anything on it. So I'm perplexed by it. If anybody happens to hear this and knows anything, which probably won't, because, you know.
If one of the two of you,
yeah, sorry. If one or two of you out there happens to know, and Matt, since I know you also are a big fan of Google, maybe during the break you can take a look yourself and see if you can find anything. But I wasn't able to find anything about Lee Steinberg's tooth, but I was very intrigued by it. So, all right, Mr. McBriar, let's go ahead and move on to things that are very, very important. Real quick. It's time for a Bass Ackwards Fantasy Football update, and we had some important things to discuss, you and I, off the radio this week. Tell us what happened this past weekend.
This past weekend in our fantasy football, or Bass Ackwards Fantasy Football?
Yes, and among other things, yes.
Well, first of all, I'll go, you know, the standings-wise, it's getting a little bit tighter because my team kind of went off this week.
Yeah.
Thanks in part to a very turnover-prone rookie quarterback, Cam Newton.
Yes, sir.
And also a little bit of our first odd situation that we've kind of dealt with in this league. And it's we have rules in place for arrests and for just swearing at press conferences, things like that. But we didn't have a rule for starting fights with the other coaches.
And
my coach happens to be Jim Harbaugh, mm-hmm. who kind of started a little bit of a tiff with Jim Schwartz of the Lions.
Yeah.
So we had to talk about whether or not that falls into the category of the coach bonus points.
Right. And your argument, which really didn't need much persuasion, was that this is really what the spirit of the entire league is all about. Oops, I didn't want that to loop. My mistake. That's pretty much what the entire league is all about. And so I said, look, you deserve points for that as long as you understand that we have that unwritten rule right now that if any of our players make some type of spectacle of themselves.
There's
the spectacle clause. There's a league ruling that says, is that worthy of the points? So I think that's kind of where we're at right now, right, Matt?
Right. Basically anything that embarrasses the organization.
Yeah.
Or football in general or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
We
mm-hmm.
want that. Like you said, that's the spirit of the league.
Exactly. So, how many points did you get for that then?
Bonus points for me, 5.
5, wow. You can't beat
that.
Which
is nice. No, it's nice because it offsets my bye week I had for my running back.
Yes. So. And that's great because, I mean, I had bye weeks and people trying to come back from injury this week and scored a whopping 8 points this past week.
8 points, yeah. You still hold on to first place. It was a bad week for you, but you still have first place. And mm-hmm. you're 8 up on Jared right now, but I closed to within 20 points too.
So. Yeah, it's a 3-horse race now, it looks like, which is cool. So, I got to give real quick, I mean, this whole Jim Schwartz, Jim Harbaugh thing is kind of old news right now, but I got to give a couple of 2 cents, and I don't want to go around the horn and get opinions, but I'll just give mine real quick. When I saw it happen, I'm like, well, Jim Harbaugh, you're kind of being a dick. And then after I watched it again, I'm like, well, Jim Schwartz, you're kind of being a dick too, and it's like I just think they're both dicks. But I will say this about Jim Schwartz. Okay, you guys have heard of short man syndrome, right? I think Jim Schwartz has that too, but it's called Schwartzman syndrome. Yeah, I think so. I think. Plus, he's got crazy eyes. Okay. And so in a fight, even though you'd think, I'm just telling you, he does. He's got those crazy little beady, like, and kind of like Kenny Albert eyes, you know? Kind of one going this way and one going that way, you know? And then when he pumps his fist on the sideline, they kind of go googly on you, you know? And so never trust the guy with crazy eyes. And my money would be on the crazy-eyed Jim Schwartz over Jim Harbaugh in a fight, just because he's crazy-eyed.
Does look crazy.
He does. He does. Yeah. And he's a hypocrite, too. You know.
But. Oh yeah, you've seen it. You seen the YouTube clips of him celebrating after his wins?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. And also, did you also hear? And we got to get off this, but did you also hear that during that game he's on the sideline making fun of Jim Harbaugh for challenging a touchdown and getting a 15-yard misconduct penalty for it?
Basically, really?
He was yelling at him across the field, telling him to know the rules and nodding his head and being all cocky and everything about it. So, you know, you watch that kind of stuff and you're like, whatever, dude. I mean, yeah. You guys are both a-holes and that's fine. But, you know, we'll see. Interesting. And honestly, bottom line for me, as bad as the Cowboys have been playing and looking and everything else, I realized this past Sunday with all the weird things that happened. Like, for example, Troy Polamalu getting like almost knocked out and getting hit in the head, and he's on the field for a while. And then Ryan Clark comes up to him after Troy Polamalu gets up and headbutts him. I mean, what?
Nice
move. What are you doing? You know? And so then you got Sean Payton, you know, breaking his leg on the sideline, you know? I mean, all these weird things. And I realized, and then, of course, then you have the race car driver that died, which, let's be honest, if you watch NASCAR, you're watching for the wrecks. You're hoping you see somebody die. Don't lie to me, because there's no fun in watching a car go round and round and round and round and round.
But this guy wasn't NASCAR, was he?
Wasn't he?
No. No.
Whatever.
He was IndyCar, which is even more dangerous.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Jared.
No.
IndyCar. Go ahead, Matt. Yeah. No, you were saying?
I was going to say, you may watch that for NASCAR to a certain extent, watching for the wrecks, but in general, they look fairly protected in that car, but when those guys are going 225 like he was in that wreck, that was a bad, bad deal.
And it's unfortunate, you know, and not to make light of that situation, but to get back on point to the NFL, we watch the NFL for the excitement. I mean, I watch the NFL for the excitement. I do live for the Harbaugh Schwartz exchanges. That's the kind of stuff that I like and want to see. So despite the fact that the Cowboys blew another game in the fourth quarter to your Patriots, yes, they're your Patriots when they win, right? Yes.
No, they're always. I'm stuck with their suckiness too.
Good. Just want to make sure we got that clarified. It doesn't bother me because all these other things that happen that are so fun, entertaining to watch. And so I realized this past weekend with all the things that happened in the NFL, that is why I watch the NFL every week. It's not about my team winning and losing. I know Magic Matt can attest to that with his 0-48 Dolphins or whatever they are right now, right?
That's what I tell myself every weekend.
Exactly.
It's not a matter of who wins or loses as long as I got nothing.
As long as I'm...
Speaks me break up.
Exactly. Exactly. All right. Let's go ahead and take a break. And when we come back, we have a very special guest that will be in studio momentarily. We'll be right back.
This is the Brad Westmar Show.
Homeless History Month salutes Sinclair Smythe III. One day while begging for money, Sinclair realized that even talking was too much of a strain. In a moment of divine inspiration, he wrote those famous words, "We'll work for food," on a cardboard sign, knowing full well he would never actually lift a finger for work or food. Homeless History Month salutes Sinclair Smythe III, inventor of the "We'll work for food" cardboard sign.
Always overpromising and under-delivering. The Brad Westmar Show.
And we're back. Welcome back to the Brad Westmar Show. We have a very special guest with us right now. Am I right?
Hello, everybody. This is Satan. How are you?
We're good, Satan. Thanks for joining us.
Glad to be here. And just to let you know that I'm here primarily to talk about the guy behind the glass, Mr. Todd Sheets.
Why me?
The Dark Knight. That's why. Yeah. Satan likes everything dark. Dark rooms, dark hallways, dark meat. You know, in fact, we don't have the word light down here. We only use the word black. For example, very popular rock band down here, Black Snake. Very, very good band. Also a very popular TV show about a basketball coach called The Black Shadow. Good stuff here. We don't do anything right. You know, everything's dark. That's why we're focusing on you tonight, Mr. Dark Knight.
Great.
Yeah. By the way, Mr. McBriar, we'll be coming for you sometime soon, too, okay?
Okay.
You stand by and feel free to pile on here if you'd like to.
Okay.
I had some special satanic music to play in the background, but unfortunately, we can't use it right now. So, maybe you can make some music in the background for me with your wonderful... Never mind. Okay. Anyway, so first of all, Mr. Batman, I'd like to talk about your band, Jedi Superstar, okay?
Wouldn't you rather talk about my band Ascension? That's more up your alley. So.
We're getting there. It's on my list. Okay? We're going to start soft and get hard, okay? So, first of all, let's talk about your band, Jedi Superstar, okay? Let's talk about the song titles and the album titles and the album art, okay? First of all, Full Tilt Mofo. Full Tilt Mofo. Can you tell people what that stands for?
I can't say it on this nice family show. Full Tilt Mofo is good enough.
Okay, well, also you have Naked Girl album covers, okay? You have one girl actually licking her own nipple on one of the album covers.
It's good for you.
Is there any kind of a reason behind that exactly?
Because Jedi Superstar is supposed to be the... musical equivalent of the drive-in theater, and Satan, of all people, you should know.
Oh, I'm not asking because I don't know. I'm asking so you can tell some of my prospects. Yes.
Well, it's all about the exploitation market at the drive-in, like trashy B-movies, and there's the three Bs, Blood, Breasts, and Beasts.
We love that. I love some of the song titles, too. Some of the most popular ones down here are King City Ho.
Yeah, King City Ho. Yeah.
Also, Punk Out With Your Junk Out. Can you tell people what that means?
Well, it's basically Punk Out With Your Junk Out is a rallying cry to to get a little crazy and wave your junk in the air.
Yeah, down here we don't have junk.
And that's why it's hell.
It's not necessarily exactly. See, you already know exactly where you're going. Very good. Also, I like the song Panda Bear Toothbrush because you say the faux word about 347 times in it.
I really think the Guinness Book of World Records should come over and give us our prize for that because we do say the F-bomb more than any song, I think.
I believe the lyric goes, that's effed up, that's effed up, that's effed up, that's effed up, right?
That's close.
Yeah, that's effed up. Also, one of our favorite songs, More Than a Handful. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Well, down here we say more than a mouthful. Also, what does yummy, yummy mean? That's a song title.
Oh, that's a remake of someone else's song. We did a cover version of Yummy, Yummy, Yummy. Remember that song?
Food in my tummy?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, Rod Stewart's got something else in his tummy. Also, my favorite, Ripped and Torn and Single Finger Freakout. Now, what is Single Finger Freakout?
Yeah. I can't talk about that on a family show.
I didn't think so. By the way, have your children seen these album covers for Jedi Superstar albums?
My son does now because he's old enough, but my daughter hasn't.
I would hope not. Well, actually, I would hope so, to be quite honest. Have you heard the song titles, your daughter, maybe?
Well, she's heard some of the music, but I try to keep certain ones off of there whenever she's in the vehicle.
She doesn't really know what side of the bridge you're from, does she? Oh, now let's talk about your band Dissension. This one is even better. My favorite picture of you, you wear makeup like your KISS, the band KISS, which of course stands for Knights in Satan's Service. You wear makeup in your band Dissension.
Yeah, in Dissension, we take on the persona of demons from different levels of hell, and we have costumes and stuff.
Yeah, it's perfect. It's perfect for We Love It Down Here, number one album for the last 300 centuries. It's perfect. I love the picture of you with the severed head. I love the severed head picture where you're standing at the microphone, you have your guitar, you're playing, you're wearing your Gene Simmons makeup, and then you've got this severed head on your microphone stand. I love it. We love it.
Yeah, that's my microphone spike, and that's Kurt Cobain's head. It's got a big hole in the side, and we used to fill that with Jell-O and other kind of yogurt and things and throw it all over people because...
I know Kurt Cobain very, very well down here, let me tell you.
Yeah.
Also, I love the music. The music from Dissension is fantastic. As we like to call it down here, we call it whip your mom, have sex with your dog music. Or we switch around and call it, you know, whip your dog, have sex with your mom. But that's the kind of music it is.
Thanks a lot, I think.
Thank you, Mr. Sheets, thank you. Song titles like Burn the Church.
Yeah, Burn the Church.
Napalm Babies. I love that one. Satan's Black Wedding. See what I said? We don't have the word white down here. It's a nice day for a black wedding. Also the song No Salvation and Chaos Reborn.
Chaos Reborn's actually about Batman.
Yeah, I know. What are you telling me? What are you telling them?
Yeah, I'm telling them.
Okay, great. Also, you're a horror filmmaker. Your nicknames, the Master of Splatter, the Prince of Gore, the Jester of Pretend Radio. We love you down here.
Great.
Hey, Mr. McBride, are you still there or are you shaking in your boots?
I'm here, okay. Shaking in my boots.
You should be. Oh, yes. Now, here's my favorite part about Todd Sheets or Batman. My favorite part is his abandonment. So, so sad about when you were abandoned as a child. Very, very sorry about that. And also, the other thing I love about you know, are the lies and all the deceit that you tell. I think it's very ironic that Jedi Superstar has a song called Liar. You wrote that one, right?
Yeah, so it's basically about not being one.
Oh, it's about not being a liar. Okay, so what you mean is there really is an FM antenna on top of this studio, right?
Say that again.
There really is an FM antenna on top of the studio. You know, FM radio.
I have an FM antenna. It's not installed on top of the studio.
Yeah, you know Satan knows the truth about that, right?
It's okay.
Okay. Also, how's that thing coming with Ford motor vehicles? Are you pre-programmed yet there on the radio stations?
I actually am, yes.
Really?
It's on the application that you have to download.
Well, the biggest lies the Todd Sheets tells, my favorite lies, are the lies on his Night Watch show. UFOs, Bigfoot, aliens, ghosts, Bill Moseley. Most people aren't even real. So, I'm looking forward to having you down here soon. Hey, by the way, sorry about the diabetes, but we hope to see you soon.
You're a jerk, say.
We love you down here. Please, when's the new Dissension album coming out?
Well, we're working on it now, and the Jedi one comes out in about 3 weeks.
Can't wait. Looking forward to it. Todd, we appreciate you being a very, very good sport. Why are you reading my lips when I talk? Are you having a hard time understanding what I'm saying?
Well, it's because you've got satanic corn stuffed in your mouth.
It's true. Let's go ahead and take a break on the Brad Westmore Show. We'll be right back.
The Brad Westmore Show will be right back.
The internet is really, really for porn.
I got a fast connection so I don't have to wait.
For porn.
What? There's always some new site.
For porn.
I browse all day and night.
For porn.
It's like I'm surfing at the speed of light.
For porn.
Trekkie.
The internet is for porn.
Trekkie.
The internet is for porn.
What are you doing?
Why you think the net was born? Porn, porn, porn.
Trekkie.
Oh, hello, Kid Monster.
You are ruining my song.
Oh, me sorry. Me no mean to.
Well, if you wouldn't mind, please, being quiet for a minute so I can finish.
Okie dokie.
Good. I'm glad we have this new technology.
For porn.
Which gives us untold opportunity.
For porn. Oh, sorry.
From your own desktop.
For.
You can research, browse, and shop. Until you've had enough and you're ready to stop.
For porn.
Trekkie.
The internet is for porn.
Ooh.
The internet is for porn.
Trekkie.
Me up all night hugging me. Porn to porn. Porn, porn.
That's gross. You're a pervert.
Sticks and stones, Kate Monster.
No, really. You're a pervert. Normal people don't sit at home and look at porn on the internet.
Oh?
What?
You have no idea. Ready, normal people?
Ready.
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 Let me hear it.
The internet is for porn.
Sorry, Kate.
The internet is for porn.
I masturbate.
All these guys unzip their flies for porn. Porn.
The internet is not for porn.
Porn.
Hold on a second.
Wow.
Now, I happen to know for a fact that you, Rob, check your portfolio and trade stocks online.
Ooh. That's correct.
And Brian, you buy things on Amazon.com.
Sure.
And Gary, you keep selling your possessions on eBay.
Yes, I do.
And Princeton, you sent me that sweet online birthday card.
True.
Oh, but Kate, what you think he do after?
Yeah.
Internet is for porn.
Gross.
Internet is for porn.
I hate porn.
Grab your and double click for porn. Porn. Porn.
I hate net.
Porn.
I'm leaving.
Porn.
I hate the internet.
The internet is for internet is for internet is for porn. Yeah.
He freely admits to using women's shampoo. The Brad Westmar Show.
And welcome back to the Brad Westmar Show. I got to tell you guys, that particular segment was a lot more difficult than it was supposed to be. But you'll never know because the behind-the-scenes work that Todd puts into it. And I must also say, thanks for being such a good sport.
No problem.
You know, some of that was off the fly, some of it wasn't. But it's kind of fun to pretend to be that guy every once in a while, I guess. So. Yeah. Anyway, all right, we got things to do. We have a segment that we have never done with Matt before.
I'm looking forward to this.
That Batman is too good at. Batman, you're going to stay out of this unless we have to phone a friend. And then we're going to phone a friend if we need you. So you listen in because you're too damn good at it.
Okay.
And I know I suck, and we'll see where Matt is at with this. Matt, what you've heard this before. Song to story. You've heard this before, right?
Yeah, okay. I've heard it done. One of the best ofs.
Yeah. This is where Jared takes songs that are generally popular, songs that we should know.
I try to pick, yes.
Yes. And he has rewritten the lyrics into, well, what I like to call it Jared verse. And then we're supposed to figure out from the Jared verse what it is exactly, what the song actually is. And that's
right.
Pretty much the way we do it. So we don't have much time, so I want to go ahead and get right into these with number one.
Okay.
Jared. Okay.
I once adhered to the belief that true adoration was consigned solely to the realm of fanciful stories, belonging to someone other than myself. Affection sought to acquire me. It was in that manner that things appeared to me. Failure to attain satisfaction tainted all my aspirations. Now here's the chorus.
Okay.
At a later point, I gazed upon her visage, and at this juncture, I regard the matter as true. There remains no lingering skepticism in the domain of rational cognizance. I am in a state of adoration. I regard the matter as true. I am incapable of abandoning her were I to make the effort.
Matt, I'm guessing you have no guess?
Oh, I might have a guess.
It's not, because it's on the, you know, there was definitely some parts there. You could also hear the pentameter. That you're kind of giving us a little pentameter there of how it goes.
I'm trying to do a
and that's
little,
nice.
Yeah, I'm trying to give a little more clue.
That's nice. Matt, I'm going to go ahead.
I know it.
Go ahead. Good. What do you got?
Is it I'm a Believer?
Go ahead. Is it right?
Why don't we play it and find out?
Oh, I guess I do need to play it and find out, don't I? I've got it right here. Yeah. Very nice.
Well done.
I guess.
Thank you.
I once heard to the belief that true adoration was consigned to the Roman fanciful story. Belonging to someone other than myself.
That's good.
Affection sought to acquire me. It was in that manner that things appeared to me.
Chorus time.
Right. Then I saw her face. At a later point, I gazed upon her visage. And at this juncture, I regard the matter as true. There remains no lingering skepticism.
That's great. That's good. I like that. Nice work, Matt. I am bad.
Thank you.
Yeah, no, thank you. Very nice. Go ahead. Let's go on with number two.
This one is a completely different song.
By the way, did you have that one, Batman? You did. Okay. Very well. I'm going to believe you on that, but next time, I'm going to make you write it down before Matt gives his answer. Just to see. Okay, go ahead, Jerry.
All right, completely different song here, so a little hint there.
Okay.
Utter the nocturnal pleas to your deity, tiny one. Do not allow it to escape your cognizance, male offspring. To ensure your pleas have left no one excluded. I pull the bedtime covers over your body, strolled inside, remained vigilant against the commission of unholy crimes, until the silicon dioxide adult male arrives. Slumber with a singular ocular receptor unclosed, strongly clutching your cranial cushion. Here's the chorus. Be gone, incandescence. Gain access, dusky absence of sunlight. Grasp my terminal point of the vertebral forelimb, and we will travel to a non-existent domain.
Wow.
Man.
I am so bad at this. I mean, I am just
not. That one.
What's that?
I almost need that one read again.
Well, you go ahead and do it one more time. We got time. Go ahead.
Utter the nocturnal pleas to your deity, tiny one. Do not allow it to escape your cognizance, male offspring. To ensure your pleas, leave no one excluded. I pull the bedtime covers over your body, stroll inside, remain vigilant against the commission of unholy crimes, until the silicon dioxide adult male arrives. Slumber with a single ocular receptor unclosed, strongly clutching your cranial cushion. Here's the chorus.
I know it.
Be gone, incandescence, gain access, dusky absence of sunlight, grasp my terminal point of the vertebral forelimb, and we will travel to a non-existent domain.
All right, Matt, before you give your answer, Batman, do you have one?
And if
I
don't think I do.
Okay, good. Then we'll go ahead and we'll go to Matt. I was afraid you were going to be good at this, too. I'm just the only one that's really bad at this. That's okay. You know what? Let's be honest. I'm not very good at much of anything, so that's okay. What do you got?
Is it Enter Sandman?
Oh. Wow. You did well again.
Well played, sir.
Wow.
Thank you. Those are so clever. That is good, Jerry.
They are.
Thanks.
He is something. That's great. Now, we don't have time to get through the 3-minute intro here.
Right.
enter life.
Yeah, be gone, incandescence.
Yeah. Yeah. Take my hand.
Grasp the terminal point of my vertebral forelimb.
Often never, never land.
And we'll travel to a non-existent domain.
This would be a great song for Satan to sing.
It would.
Wow. Maybe next time. Okay.
Should be Satan's entrance music.
That, you know, it's funny. Satan had entrance music, but unfortunately had some technical difficulties. So that's a good point, though. It should be.
You know what? I think it's Mariano Rivera's entrance music, so our Red Sox fan there might agree that it already is Satan's entrance music.
Yes.
You know what, though? Any Red Sox fan during any game, especially if they're a pitcher, they're generally drunk during the game anyway, so it doesn't really matter.
Yes. Except for the bullpen, because they can pitch any moment.
They can pitch drunk. Probably pitch better drunk, you know? It's all right.
Maybe.
Paco Bell. Isn't that the name of your closer? Papelbon.
Right.
Papsmear. Whatever. Okay. Next song, please.
Okay. Number 3. Witness the hardened earth resisting your ocular receptors.
Wait a minute.
Witness the hardened earth resting.
Ocular recepting again?
Yes, I'm going to use that one over and over again so that you'll know. I mean, it'll help clue you in a later one.
All right, that's cool.
Witness the plant-borne spine rotate in your flank. I remain in place in anticipation of your arrival. visual trickery, and quirk of destiny. I anticipate your arrival on a resting place of sharpened metal fasteners, and I anticipate your arrival without your presence. In your presence or your absence, in your presence or your absence. And I have more, but that's
don't say it. Do you have an answer? Yeah. Write it down. Okay. Read me that chorus one more time real quick, that last part.
In your presence or your absence. In your presence or your absence.
In your presence or your absence. Is that what gives it away?
I knew it on the other part, the sharp metal pieces part.
All right. Go ahead. Matt, do you have an answer?
I don't think I do on this one.
Well, then we're going to have to go ahead and defer to Batman. Go ahead, Todd. What do you got?
With or without you.
Oh.
Yes. I had more, but yes.
That's right.
When is the heart and earth resting in the stone set in your eyes? The plant-borne spine, the thorn twisting in your side.
Another 3-minute intro here.
I know.
Hello, everybody. This is Satan.
This is Tom Bodin.
Just kidding. In your presence.
Witness the hard earth resting in your ocular receptors. Plant-borne spine.
That was creepy.
I remain in place in anticipation of your arrival.
Yeah. It's good. You're too good at these for me.
Trickery, quirk of destiny. Resting place of sharpened fasteners.
See, when you said that, I was like, you know, this should be so easy. But I honestly am so bad with lyrics. I'm trying to
emphasize the chorus.
Yeah, that's good.
And that was kind of a weird song because that's kind of a pre-chorus. There's actually more of a chorus.
Right.
And you give yourself away. And you make a free offering of yourself. And you make a free offering of yourself.
That's good.
And you make.
that I probably would have gotten it.
Yeah.
I probably would have gotten it if you would have said that. Yeah. But all right, well, let's move on to numero, what are we at, number four?
Yes.
All right, number four.
Okay. Were I to flip the single book-bound sheet of paper at the moment of temporal necessity, then I would rejigger for one or two rotations of the earth, shut my ocular receptors. Yet I remained unable to locate a method. Therefore, I will satisfy myself with a single rotation of the earth to regard you as true. Speak to me, speak to me, speak to me untruths. Speak to me untruths, is the chorus. Speak to me sugary, minuscule untruths. I am afraid you are unable to modify its true visual appearance. Speak to me untruths. Speak to me sugary, minuscule untruths.
It's so easy.
Wait, Matt knows it. All right, you need to write it down. Is that easy? You know. All right. I am so retarded, Matt.
You don't have this one either, Brad.
Well, if I could sit here and think about here's my problem. I am not that quick. Okay, I'm kind of slow. I mean, I joke about retards. Well, I got news for you. Okay, I'm kind of slightly mildly retarded. Okay, so it takes me. That's gonna make a promo now. It takes me a while to really focus. I mean, like when I read books, I like have to read a sentence and then comprehend it, and then read a sentence and comprehend it. I'm kind of retarded, so it takes me too long. If I had time, I could do it, but I don't have enough time. Matt, what is the answer?
Tell Me Lies.
Tell Me Lies by Fleetwood Mac? Wait, let me see.
Tell Me Lies. Tell Me Sweet Little Lies.
Yep. Yep. Well, I mean, I caught some of the stuff. Yeah. I just couldn't put it into a song. I just, because I'm, again, a little slow. So I'm tard strong. 95.5. Yeah.
Where to flip a single.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
See, I don't know these lyrics. I don't know these lyrics. But the Tell Me Lies, Tell Me Sweet Little Lies. Yeah. And what'd you do for that again?
Speak to me untruths. Speak to me sugary, minuscule untruths.
Sweet. Okay. We got time for one more? Do we have time for one more? Not much? Not?
All right.
Well, let's hold them. You've always said it's always better to have more in the holster.
Okay.
You know?
Yep.
I mean, yep. May as well. So, whew, what a weird show tonight. Like I said,
it was.
If people only knew that we went 2 hours and we're going to have to edit it down to one.
Oh, man.
Hey, you ever had to do that before, Batman? Edit down 2 hours to 1 hour?
Yeah, just the other day.
Yeah. You were explaining that to us here during the break after Satan stopped in that I understand now why you always look so tired. It's not the diabetes. You're up all the time, number one. And number two, I understand that that you get a little crazy sometimes. Amidst all that, you still remember our funky schedule. And I got to appreciate that. I mean, for all the crap I give you, you're always here for us every week when it's time for us to do the show.
You're welcome.
No, thank you. No.
Are you guys hugging?
No.
Yeah, there's something being pulled out of Brad's mouth.
No. Oh, not again. Not again. Hey, we created the Brad Westmar Show theme song, which is awesome.
Mission accomplished.
May start the show next week with it as well, because I'm going to be out of town next week. But, and by the way, we definitely have to test this next week, okay? I'm going to be on location next week. It'll be Matt in his studio, Batman in our studio, and me. It'll be the first time we've done a threesome like that before, and that I did say that on purpose.
Yeah, I know.
So we'll test it out. One way or another, I'll be there, whether by phone or by Skype. I will be on the air in some way, shape, or form next week. You have to head back to your hometown of Cleveland.
I'm back in Cleveland. Okay. And I thought, why complicate things by trying to probably with it? Yeah.
Not a bad idea, but maybe we'll see you the first week in November.
Absolutely. I'll be around.
Good. That'll be good. So, Jared, thanks for being here, my friend.
Thanks for having me in the non-biblical sense.
Always good to have you in both senses. Also, Magic Matt, Matt McBriar. It's McBriar, right? Yeah.
Yeah, that's yeah, right. You got it.
Yeah, exactly. Like Mitch Berger, do you eat like a candy bar on the sideline all the time?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why not?
Why not? Why not? Hey, happy birthday to your daughter, Ava, by the way.
Thank you. I'll pass it along.
Please do, even though haven't never technically met her before.
Creepy Uncle Brad says.
But you tell your wife that I said it. So that's exactly. Creepy Satan, Uncle Satan says it. So, and also, Batman, of course, thank you as well for being the good sport that you are. I am Brad Westmar saying thank you for joining us. We will talk to you next week. Good night. Won't talk to me now.